Furthermore, in order to be successful, this one in devotional service. One must give up the association of undesirable people. This includes Brahmins, Gyanis, Yogis, and other non-devotees. Once, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was asked by one of his household devotees about the general principles of Vaishnavism, as well as the general routine activities of the Vaishnava. So it's an important question because in a devotee household, one who's not living in the ashram is asking Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu this question. So it's appropriate now. So read again. Once Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was asked by one of his household devotees about the general principles of Vaishnavism, as well as the general routine activities of the Vaishnava. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately replied, Asat Sangatya E Vaishnava Chara. Quote, characteristically, a Vaishnava is one who gives up the association of worldly people or non-devotees. Srinarayana Das Thakur has therefore recommended Tandera Chandra Sevi Bhakti Sanavas. One has to live in the company of pure devotees and execute the regular principles laid down by the previous acharyas, the six Goswamis, namely Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Sanatana Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami, Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, Sri Gopal Bhakta Goswami, and Sri Raghunath Bhakta Goswami. If one lives in the association of devotees, there is little chance of associating with non-devotees. The International Society for Krishna Consciousness is opening many centers just to invite people to live in the company of devotees and practice the regulative principles of spiritual life. Devotional service means transcendental activities. On the transcendental platform, there is no contamination by the three modes of material nature. This is called Vishuddha Sattva, the platform of pure goodness, or goodness free from contamination by the qualities of passion and ignorance. In this Krishna consciousness moment, we require everyone to rise early in the morning by 4 a.m. and attend Mangala Arati or morning worship. Then read Srimad Bhagavatam, perform Kirtan, and so forth. Thus we hold continuous activities in devotional service 24 hours daily. This is called Satovriti, or following in the footsteps of the previous acharyas, who expertly fill every moment of time with Krishna conscious activities. Omigyanam Kiviran Dasya Gyanam Janam Shalakaya Shurud Meditam Yemitasmai Shri Guruve Nama Shri Chaitanya Mano Vistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaya Kadati Swapadantika Vanchata Bhakta Rubyascha Kripa Sintamiya Evacha Patita Nam Pavanabhya This is the system Prabhupada gave us. Now, initiating devotees in the congregation only began in the late 80s or first early 90s. Before that, it was not there. Are you aware of this? It was not there. In Prabhupada's system, in Prabhupada's time, to be a practicing devotee, you have to learn the ashram. Why? I will tell you. When you live in a temple ashram, like how we have many devotees living in a temple ashram, headed up by Oma Pati Prabhu and his good wife, Mataji. When you live in a temple ashram, you automatically shelter by three authorities. And I always live in temple, so I know this very well. Sometimes we take a break because of health reasons and stuff, but in general, regularly. When you live in a temple, you have the shelter ongoing of three authorities. And who are they? An ashram authority, a service authority, and a spiritual authority. Sometimes the service authority and the ashram authority is one person. Sometimes it is two persons. Like an ashram authority may be like a brahmachari ashram leader. A service authority may be the head pujari or the sankirtan leader. See the difference like that? Or it could be the same person, but with two portfolios of responsibility. Oi. And then you have the spiritual authority. Who are the Brahmins living in the temple, headed up by the temple person. So when you live in an ashram, automatically you are feeling sheltered. Automatically you are feeling sheltered. And automatically you will rise early. You will rise early to be a Mangalarti for 4:30. And automatically you won't have difficulty in chanting your rounds because it's part of the morning program. From about 5:15 to 7:15. 2 hours comfortably when you complete the chant. And automatically you in Bhakta Sanyas, automatically you in the association of the waters. So this is the foundational activities that governs your consciousness to do all the other activities during the day in consciousness of Krishna. Now comes that phase in ISKCON where 90% of our devotees don't live in temples. 90% of our devotees don't live in temples anymore. They don't live in the ashram. And they get initiated. Now, who's to say whether they are actually chanting their rounds daily? Who's to say that they are not breaking the regular principle of breaking it? In other words, you may be living in the congregation, you may be initiated, and you're meant to follow nicely. But if you didn't chant your rounds for 2 weeks or 2 years, nobody will know. Is it? Not even your guru will know. If you're breaking one of the principles and then you come on a Sunday program and you beat back, Silak, Sari, Dhoti, and so forth, everything Because there is no ongoing ashram shelter. There is no ongoing service shelter. There is no ongoing spiritual shelter. And many people, when they initiate it like that, they feel, I'm only accountable to my guru, to my initiating guru. But he is not available so easily for you to be accountable to. He's not there day to day. Therefore, it is important for the devotees in the congregation to be connected to an ashram shelter, to have an ashram authority. The brahmacharis and brahmachari ashram authority, the grihasthas and grihastha ashram authority, vanaprastha ashram authority. And therefore, it is also important to be sheltered by a service authority. By a service authority. Did you know that if you just try to follow the four regulative principles, and if you just try to chant your 16 rounds daily without engaging in any practical service, it is difficult to do that. It becomes mechanical. Becomes routine. It becomes, I have to do duty. I am doing this because I took vow just to please my guru, but I don't feel like doing it. Although I'm initiated. So just following the regulative principles and chanting 16 rounds becomes a struggle if one does not associate with devotees and do service. Besides having an ashram authority, one should also have a service authority. And besides having a service authority, one should be reading Srila Prabhupada's books. And for that matter, we have courses available where you can study Srila Prabhupada's books, right here in Nairobi, about the College of Education and Culture, you can study. And by reading and studying in the association of devotees, then one will tend naturally to fall under the shelter of a spiritual authority, inquire more about spiritual life, and make an advancement. So all three authorities, except Shiksha Gurus and Diksha Gurus, especially the Shiksha Gurus who are within you in your own community, should be fitting in your life as a spiritual authority, service authority, and ashram authority. It is a fact, if you do not have a service authority, a spiritual authority, and an ashram authority, it will be difficult to follow the four regulative principles, and it will be difficult to even chant your minimum 16 rounds daily of jhana. It's going to be difficult. And when it becomes difficult, then it becomes mechanical, it becomes routine, it becomes boring. Therefore, the association of devotees within the cultivation of devotional service is of primary importance. And if you have a service authority, if you have a spiritual authority, and if you have a national authority, automatically you will be in the association of advanced devotees. This is one thing. This is me. Now, I'll give an example of how necessary this is. If you are not to be married, if she is a girl, or she is not a man, if she is not a guy, if she is not a guy, I'll give you an example. I travel from place to place. I spend plus minus 10 days, sometimes 5 days, preferably 2 courses, sometimes 15 days in a place. I move. Now, at times, I may go to a place for the first time. And this always happens to a sannyasi. It always happens to a sannyasi. So I go to a new place for the first time. And I spend, say, 10 days. I go over a week. So during the week and towards the latter part of my stays, the end days, like that, for sure, I will get devotees from the community, local community, coming to me with their problems. Now note, I'm just a sannyasi. I'm visiting the place for the first time. They don't know me, I don't know them. They only know them for 1 week, and I know them for 1 week. Is that a long enough time to have a relationship and faith amongst each other? Not long enough. But because I'm a sannyasi, they will come and tell me their problem. And the most difficult problem that everyone has that comes to me, Maharaj, I'm telling you very confidentially. You know, I've initiated for 15 years, but I haven't been chanting my rounds for the last 3 years. Maybe 3 weeks or 3 days, whatever. No, there were several people who have not chanted the rounds for several years. Then I asked them, because this will give you the experience of mine. How important it is. I asked them, why are you telling me? Why don't you tell your initiating guru? So I said, okay, no, I cannot tell my initiating guru. I'm too scared. And anyway, he doesn't have time for me. He's too busy. And I said, but I don't know you, and you don't know me. How is it that you have faith in me by revealing your mind and confidence to me that you are not changing your mind? This is Maharaj. The reason why I'm telling you is because you will go away in a few days and you're not telling anyone else. You are passing through. But they don't know. That same evening, I went with my email and sent a message to the initiating guru. Your disciple is in trouble, please help us. Now the reason that such a person, this is one example, there's many examples, even here in Nairobi. I'm coming here for many years. Then I asked, so who is your ashram authority? What is that? I get this reply, Maharaj, what is that? I said, ashram authority. What is that? I said, before you got married, did you consult with somebody? No. I love you, she loved you, you got married. I said, is the love still there? No, it's gone now. So, who is your husband? It is like unheard of. But this is normal when you live in ashram, in the temple. Normal in Prabhupada's time. It's normal. Can I ask, who is your service authority? Maharaj, your service authority? I come to temple every Sunday, and after the Sunday feast going up, I take it home and I sleep. Who are you working under for service? Do you do book distribution? Do you go on Hina? Do you assist the preachers? No, like that, regular service. No, and if I don't come on Sunday, somebody else will take it. casual, very casual. Casual means casualty. You go to casualty ward in the hospital. And I asked, who is your spiritual authority? My guru. When you read Prabhupada's books, if you have some spiritual question, who do you ask? Nobody. We are not sheltered in the material world, and we are not sheltered in the spiritual world. You are neither material nor spiritual. You are in between. Tatasya Shakti, marginal quarters. It's the greatest self-information. Either you inside or you outside. If you're inside, you have spiritual authority, ashram authority, service authority. If you're outside, your authority is the material world. Like the television becomes your authority. But if you don't have material authority, you don't have spiritual authority, you are living on the doorway. Doorway means not inside, not outside. Doubt. Life of doubt. Tatasya Shakti. Marginal things. So what to do? So here the devotees are concerned about your beliefs, the local beliefs. They're concerned about you. There's no question of force. There's no question of force in the process of devotional service. There's no force in bhakti. It is voluntary. But there's called a thing called voluntary force. That is called sadhana bhakti. Sadhana bhakti means you yourself apply voluntary force for the higher purpose of becoming natural in Krishna consciousness. Now it won't be so natural for you, because we are attached and we are attracted to things that are not Krishna conscious. So you have to apply voluntary force. So the devotees have wonderfully come up with a system where if you allow yourself to be accountable, where you should allow yourself to be accountable. And when you allow yourself by voluntary force to be accountable, then somebody can help you to be wanted. You understand? This is not something like a policing. You don't police somebody, like watchdog. Not like that. You yourself have to voluntarily surrender by your own will, and yes, I need a ashram authority, I need a service authority, I need a spiritual authority, I need this, locally situated. Locally situated. It is so wonderful when we join, we only live in temples, automatically, we have shelter. Automatically. This department heads, this temple president, this visiting sannyasis, GBC members come, but automatically on the ground every day this is shelter. Therefore, there is a sadhana path that Prabhupada Prabhu is going to explain shortly. And the sadhana path is simply that is simply how to take living in an ashram into your own life in your home. That's all. So the ashram car will discuss about chanting in japa. The ashram car discuss about reading Prabhupada's books. It is about hearing tapes or lectures from Prabhupada. It discusses different services. And it discusses some daily program if you can. In the morning, sadhana, and he discusses, you know, how many hours are you awake? So I'll end with some practicality, which all of you have experienced. And you know that you can explain how this works of man. We all have experience, including myself, that if you check your minimum number of rounds that you have taken as a vow, if you are initiated or to be initiated, your minimum number of rounds that you take as a vow is 16 rounds of japa, right? But if you're not initiated and you want to practice, you may take a minimum number of rounds as a vow on your own to chant, say, 4 rounds daily of japa. That is okay, that's nice. And then gradually, under some spiritual guidance, ashram guidance, service guidance, you can increase to 5 rounds daily. Gradually, 6 rounds daily. So we're not talking about those persons so much. We're talking about, on a practical level, those who want to be initiated and are already initiated. We have experience that if you chant all 16 rounds of japa as the number one priority on your to-do list for the day, if you chant all your rounds of japa in the morning before you do other things during the day, whether it's going to work or to the office, you know, or doing services at the temple, being preaching, doesn't matter. If you chant all your rounds of japa in the morning, you will definitely find that you will do everything you need to do during the day, plus you'll have more time. You have more time. So when you chant all your rounds in the morning, then the consciousness in which you do the other activities is determined by your consciousness of Krishna. And everything goes smoothly during the day. Even difficult things become easy. And even those things that are difficult, you will know how to deal with it and not become bewildered. And not become disturbed and still deal with it. Just because you're chanting all your rounds in the morning, Krishna protects you during the day. Krishna helps you during the day. Because you're doing it in consciousness of Krishna. International Society for Krishna, consciousness. And you become the controller of time. We know for a fact, one moment lost cannot be bought by billions of shillings. You become the controller of time. Time is the most valuable commodity. You control it when you chant your rounds in the morning. How many of you have this experience? Yes, almost everyone chants in the morning. Now, say for example, you just chant 2 rounds in the morning or 3 rounds, and then you went to chant 16 rounds, and you got, say, 10 or 12 rounds to go during the day. How long does it take to chant your rounds during the day? It's like you're chanting daytime, lunchtime, afternoon, after work, it's 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock, you still have 5 rounds to complete. And you're thinking, well, this is not ending, it's like eternity. I'm taking 1 round, it's not ending. And it becomes like poison, it's not nectar. So if you do not chant your rounds in the morning, you will not complete everything you need to do during the day, because Krishna in the form of the holy name is haunting you like a ghost. Oh, I have to complete my rounds. I have to complete my rounds. I have to complete my rounds. It haunts you, right? It's good to be haunted. Then you do You don't possess time. Time controls you. But if you change around in the morning, you control time. And if you don't change around in the morning, even easy things become difficult. Now, why is it, despite knowing this and having the experience, we still don't chant our rounds in the morning? Why? Because we have lost our common sense. You lose your common sense and you become ridiculous. When you get your common sense back, in your spirit. Get our common sense. It's common sense. It doesn't require any deep realization. It doesn't require any high philosophy. Nothing. Krishna consciousness is simple. Extremely simple. Super simple. So So gain your common sense back and change your job for your mind. Everything will be solved. All questions answered, all problems solved. Let's see. If you have any difficulty, the first thing you look for, you be there. Gentlemen. Alright, thank you very much. I'm sure this question is going to be to take this other time. It's kind of an answer. So listen very carefully now for the practicality, of how you can help yourself by using this common sense. So there is a type of sound card here, and all the people who will help you along with it. And even if you don't want to follow this now, you should know that it is available. It is there for you. You don't have to do it tomorrow, you can do it from tonight. And you don't have to do it tomorrow, you can do it for the next day. Either immediately or in the future. So take full advantage of shelter. Be fully sheltered under spiritual guidance, ashram guidance, and service guidance. Be fully sheltered. So you want to pass this down now? But how will they know what's happening here?
I thinking it can be distributed.
Yes.
And
it's very important.
Now those who are sitting, you can distribute
you
everybody.
Give each one.
Somebody Mataji side can distribute.
They will be embarrassed to return the card back to you.
So one girl can distribute money.
You understand the point? So you can keep it. And it's nice to enter your home. Oh, I went to temple, this is in front of me. Okay.
Mataji's side,
you know, like that. So you will be reminded that this is shelter. This car is shelter. So give each one and let your own people go and discuss a little bit about the practicality. Please do so. If you don't get a card, share with us. Before Mataji Prabhu speaks, Haribol, can I get you? As a form of encouragement, even if you follow 1%, you know, of what's available for you for shelter in the car, you can start following 1%. Then you can increase to 2%, 3%. You start following, you don't have to follow everything there. Start following something, even in a little way, just to encourage yourself that it's possible for you. And gradually under mentorship, under guidance, you can increase gradually and be inspired to follow more.